Today's reading is a short one, and it comes from the Lord's Prayer, the version found in Luke's Gospel. Listen to what it says in Luke 11, verse 3. Jesus' words are simple. Give us day by day our daily bread. In the Matthew version, it says, give us this day our daily bread. But the idea is the same. You get your bread on a daily basis. Out in the desert, the Israelites had to collect their manna every morning. And if they tried to save it up so they could skip a day of collecting, it would rot and be consumed by worms. With the exception of the Sabbath, you had to go out every single day or you'd go hungry. Now, take that concept and consider the fact that Jesus calls himself the bread of life. In fact, he gets more specific and actually compares himself to manna over in John chapter 6, verse 57. It says, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. Verse 58. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. The key to eternal life is a daily relationship with Jesus. If you think about it carefully, the manna that fell in the wilderness didn't just meet the nutritional needs of the Israelites. It also provided a platform on which a spiritual relationship could be built. It involved trusting God every 24 hours for their daily needs, which meant that manna was also sort of a spiritual food. When it comes to your relationship with God, it's always going to be a matter of faith. Every day, you'll get just enough to carry you through to the next, and you'll have to learn that God's going to be there tomorrow just as much as he was today. Jesus once said, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That means that every single day, just like the Israelites, you're going to head out into the field to find the spiritual strength for that coming day. That's why beginning your day with a moment spent in the Word of God is so vitally important. If you remember, the Israelites had to head out first thing in the morning because when the sun rose up high, the manna would melt under the noonday heat. It was important to start your day by trusting in God and gathering the nutrition you needed for the next 24 hours. And the same holds true for a relationship with Jesus. You can't expect to read a verse from the Bible once a month and survive. It's got to happen every day. Every day you need to fill your heart with the promises of God and a word from the mouth of Jesus before the concerns and pressures of the day grow hot and simply evaporate your spiritual tendencies. And when your heart is full and you trust that God is able to keep you all day, every day, until he returns, you'll discover it's a much better way to live.